This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Holy mackerel, for the second time in a month, we've gotten kicked off of my Facebook wall for some crazy reason, but they let us go live on the contact mapping page, which is basically the radio gods telling us that the show should probably be on that wall all the time going forward, so that's what we're going to do. So all of you that were bearing with us, we want to thank you so much. We love you, and we're off to the races. So Adrian Chenault, how are you?
I am really good. I have been looking so much forward to this show that I couldn't stand to lose our chance to do it today. So thank you all for bearing with us. You need to share it to your Facebook. Share this video to your Facebook page right now so that the people who are waiting on your Facebook page can find it.
You are brilliant.
And Michael is just such a cool guy. So I want to introduce him, and I can't wait for this conversation. So our dear buddy Rick Cox is a similar guy to me in that he grew up in the network marketing profession, the son of really successful, really amazing people in the space, and just has a heart of gold. And about 2 months ago, he tagged me in a Facebook post from this guy, Michael Oliver, who I had never heard of before, and said, Adrian, if you don't know Michael, and Michael, if you don't know Adrian, that needs to change right now. And I clicked through on the post that he had tagged me in, and it was kind of like love at first sight. It was kind of like, where has this guy been all my life? And I just could instantly tell that we speak the same language and that this guy has years and years of both science and practice behind what he is doing to prove it. And so Michael Oliver, amazing guy, has been in sales for 40 years, has been training other salespeople and network marketers for 23 years, wrote a book many years ago called How to Sell Network Marketing Without Fear, Anxiety, or Losing Your Friends, and has continued to evolve that over many years. Michael, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Wow, feeling a lot better after that introduction. Thank you.
Well, let's add one more thing to that. Richard Brook was out here last week and spent the entire week with me, which was really great. He's got this 40-foot motorhome, and his motorhome was worth more than my house. And he was parked there for a week. We played pickleball. We had more fun. We did Facebook Lives from the middle of the lake. But one thing that he talked about was what a great and talented and unbelievable human being that you are. So you need to know what people say about you behind your back. And he said, only glowing things. So know that, sir. And lots of people say the same thing. Your book is a legend, and we're happy to have you aboard, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
So, Michael, tell us a little bit of your backstory and how you got interested and into the direct selling profession and came to write your original book several years ago. So I think that's an interesting backstory, and we'll move forward into all the cool stuff you're doing today from there.
Yeah, sure. It was about 40 years ago I started selling solar energy systems in Los Angeles, and basically Southern California. These were hot water, first of all, domestic hot water systems. Then I gravitated immediately to apartment building hot water systems because that's where the money is. And I really liked the money. Money was huge. In fact, in my first year, I made $80,000, over $80,000 in commissions. And that was in 1980. So imagine how much that would be nowadays. And I really liked I liked the money. I liked sort of the idea of selling, but I actually hated it. On the other hand, I just hated the process. It was so adversarial, you know, learning how to close, how to overcome objections and so on. But I learned how to do it because I was told that's what you had to do. And I could actually close and overcome objections 7 times. But if you really looked at me and saw what I was doing, I had one hand down the back of my chair that I was sitting on. I was gripping so tight that I actually wrecked a lot of chairs in my time there because I need to let the tension get out of me. So I always felt there had to be another way. And I discovered counselor selling. which got me on the road, which was good, Pete Wilson. But the focus was still on getting the sale. I always felt intrinsically inside of me that it wasn't about getting the sale. I didn't know why, but it just wasn't about getting the sale. And most sales training is still focused on getting the sale, right? And this is kind of a clue for you. So I progressed and I studied and started looking at things and then started training people. Discovered that I really liked training people. I was asked to train a team of people over in Europe for a year, and that was really successful. And then I discovered the key element, which was to let go of the sale. It's a fundamental rule, just letting go of the sale. In fact, it's now the first principle of natural selling. So I brought it back home, and in 1997 started training, and was training corporately, not so much corporately, but more, if you like, regular salespeople. When I bumped into some successful network marketers, and they loved it, they liked it. They said, "Why don't you teach us how to do this on network marketing?" And I, like most people at the time, said, "You've got to be kidding! Network marketing? No way!" But I did it, and they loved it. And then they came back with these really weird questions. And I thought, where the heck are they coming from with these questions? This is a really strange experience. And so I started analyzing the questions and realized that they were coming from a place that they were told to do things that weren't working for them. And it was creating all this fear and tension and friction and stuff like that. So I said to the person who set this up, I said, "Look, let's redo this. And I want to address the specific things that they brought up before they picked up." And he said, "Okay, we'll do that." And that's what we did. And from that moment, I realized that network marketing wasn't what I thought it was, that it was just an amazing vehicle for anyone to get involved in with very little down payment, but must have the commitment. And the people I started teaching started changing, not all of them, but those who had the commitment to do so started changing and started being successful. So I looked at that, and other people came on board, and next thing I knew, I was traveling around the country, around the world, teaching this all over the place, because people were gravitating towards it, and it was finding that it was a very easy way to connect with people without that fear and tension that most people have. So that's the long and short of it.
That's really cool. And so how much of it is the shift in technique? How much of it do you think is the release of all of that internal anguish and tension that we feel? You know, where does that breakthrough really occur for the network marketer as they make this shift from some of these sort of adversarial ways of going about it, as you said, into this more natural-based approach?
Okay. Well, first of all, let me just pick you up on the word there, because words really matter. This is not a technique. It's a process. And one of the things I'm very clear about is I don't teach techniques, because it's techniques in selling. And I don't care what you're selling. If you're network marketing, you are still selling. Even if you're enrolling people, you are selling. So it's really it's about the approach. And the first thing to really pick up is it's all about the mind. It's the mindset. Now, here's the key. You hear a lot of things about mindset, right? And it gets down to, well, what the heck is mindset? You know, what is really mindset? And people talk about it in a lot of different ways. It's usually done in a very intellectual, logical way. And there's a lot of descriptions. But the first thing is, and we can go into that, and I'll describe that. The first thing is mindset first, skill set second. What a lot of people try and do is they learn the skill set first, and they still stumble because they still have the same mindset that they had before. And so someone tells me, you know, will you give me a technique to do this? I said, no, I don't do techniques. I'll demonstrate an approach as long as you have the correct mindset. Because if you use your present mindset, you'll still stumble. It might work for you a bit, but you'll still stumble. So really change that mindset and rethink about what selling is really all about. And that's where it begins. Does that answer your question?
It does. I think that characterization and that shift from it's not a technique, it's a process, is so important. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's really the difference in many ways between a short, you know, a technique is really in many ways maybe looking for a shortcut. And what you're saying is that it really comes down to it's a way of being that is going to actually get you there faster. But if you have a shortcut way of thinking, you're never going to get there. Is that right?
Yeah, there's a little saying that I've used over the last 23, 24 years is that, you know, techniques are many, principles are few. Techniques will vary, principles never do. So if you base your thinking on principles, really rock solid, universal principles, you can't go wrong. Because it's the philosophy behind everything that works. If you, you know, like any of the kind of the mindset, you know, the ancient mindset teachers, with gurus and what have you, is that it's the mindset that determines how you approach. It determines, first of all, how you think. And then it determines how you approach people. And that's really what's important. And I mentioned to you earlier about words are important. There's another saying I have, that the words you say can give you away. And so consequently, I can talk with someone, and within sometimes 15, 30 seconds, I can tell exactly where they're coming from with regards to their mindset and thinking. And really what's happening that is either helping or not helping them move forward. And it's just because I've been doing this a long time, but you can do it very easily yourself. You probably already do it.
What are some of the most common mindsets that you observe in people as you are kind of diagnosing or getting a feel for where they're coming from?
Well, there's things that people say. So, for example, in network marketing, people say things like, you know, they just don't understand. You know, they perceive a need from somebody. Maybe they have a product that can really help that person, and they're trying to explain what this thing is, and they're resisting. And so then they'll say, the person who's trying to do persuading comes back, you know, they just don't understand. So my question always is, that's interesting, who doesn't understand? See, it's not about them trying to understand us, it's us trying to understand them, which is quite natural. I mean, you get told that and you go, yeah, I know that. But the question is, do you really know that? And can you let go of this whole idea that it's you about trying to tell them or persuade them or demonstrate to them that what you've got is the best thing? Because if you know how to turn it around, they'll demonstrate to themselves. They'll persuade themselves to want to look at or listen to you. But you have to approach it by letting go of the whole idea, letting go of everything. Let go of all your needs. Let go of what you think. Let go of your beliefs. Let go of your, let go of being right. There's about 50, 60 letting goes that you can do. The moment you do that, you settle into an area of tranquility. And the question is that easy to do? Yeah. Is it as easy as that, or it can be difficult? The choice is up to you.
Okay, we're going to take a little break, Michael, and we're going to come back right after this. We are on the Genesis Communication Network. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian and Tom Chenault. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson, for keeping us on the air all these years. You have no idea how much we in the world love you. We'll be right back.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault and his dad, Tom. And we got Michael Oliver, who is a veteran and a very well-regarded expert in our profession, who's written bestsellers that you need to pay attention to. And his information is timeless because it parallels what we talk about at contactmapping.com, but it also parallels what all the big, big influencers in network marketing that have been around a long time talk about. And that's developing the relationship. And he is a master at it. I want you to buy his book. Go to naturalselling.com right now and take a look at the website, naturalselling.com. It's going to blow your mind. It's also a very good URL, by the way.
It is a very good URL.
Yeah, that's a winner, winner, chicken dinner. Now you can tell how smart he is. Or he was around, he was Al Gore's roommate in college.
You might, how smart or how old, we'll let you decide.
One of the two.
All right, so Michael, one of the things that I have really appreciated in getting to know you is that I think the process of natural selling is really a soulful process, and I was struck by the fact that just in passing in conversation, you mentioned that you have gotten to do some work with Deepak Chopra at the Chopra Institute. So how the hell did that happen? That's what I'm a very petty, very envious guy. How on earth did you get asked to get to go to the Chopra Institute? Because that is very cool.
I don't know. You tell me.
Well, that's not going to work. So tell us the story. How did you get plugged in with him?
Well, I've been training my stuff based on principles for about 3 years, and I lived in La Jolla for 2 years. And when I got to La Jolla, let me go back a bit. People were coming up to me and saying to me things like, what you're teaching is very holistic. And it was kind of the first time that I got that. And I've learned a lot from people who were saying that. So it's a very holistic approach that you have here. And so I talked with them about it. So when I lived in La Jolla for 2 years, around about 2000, I was sitting on the beach and reading Deepak's book, Seven Principles for Success. And I suddenly realized why people were doing that, because these seven principles were fitting very well with seven laws of success, I should say. Sorry, the seven laws of success were fitting very well with the four principles. It's like a hand in a glove. And it fit both ways. And I worked out, if I made a couple of adjustments in the principles, like the wording, it was a perfect fit. And I thought, well, there's something interesting going here. Maybe I should find out. So I went around to the Chopra Center, which literally was half a block around the corner from where I lived. And I went in there and I sat down and spoke with them about it and said, I'd like to learn more about the seven spiritual laws. And they said, well, we don't have anything. I said, do you think you might have something? They said, well, we don't know. I said, well, if you leave my name, would you let me know? They said, yeah. 6 weeks later, I got a note saying, we just started this course, Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. You know, we talk about serendipity, right? And I said, okay, fine, I'm in. And so I did this course. It was a week course. And it was very good. I learned meditation there, all sorts of things, and it really changed me as a person to understand where I was coming from, because I was pretty kind of literal and logical and what have you, and maybe go deeper and then understand even deeper why what I was doing and get in touch with myself. So then I asked, I said, you know, is there likely to be a course on this? And they said, nope, nothing that's coming up. I said, okay, well, leave my name if a course comes up. Literally 2 months later, I get a little note saying, there's a course coming up. Would you like to join? I said, yep, okay, another piece of serendipity. So I went through the course, and the only kind of thing that my instructors told me about when we had to demonstrate that we understood the various aspects of it, they said, your course was really geared towards natural selling, was it? I said, what do you expect? You know, this is what it's all about for me. And they said, no, that's fine. You got to pass, Mark. You go for it. So I took aside one of my instructors, and I said to him later, I said, look, you know, I'd love to teach this at the Chopra Center. And he said, well, I don't know. You know, Deepak's into all sorts of things like that. And about 3 months later, I get a call from him, and he says, guess what? Deepak wants to expand the course and actually start finding people to teach it. Would you like to do it? And I said, let me think about it. Yeah, okay. So we met, and he'd moved to location by then up to, just up the coast. And I put together a course there. It's called Natural Selling and the Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. And it was a 3-day course, and it was a very strong immersive course. And it was a lot of fun. It was hard because, you know, teaching that to the level that Deepak Chopra can teach it is impossible. I mean, I used to sit in his sessions and for an hour listening to him, just absorbing it, going, wow, this is amazing. Yeah, I got it. Someone would come up to me afterwards and say, so, did you understand all that? I said, yeah, every bit of it. He said, well, can you explain it to me? I said, no idea how to explain it.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back right after this. I wouldn't have understood it either. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Kamala Harris delivered remarks on Saturday to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Islamic terror attack. Harris attacked Americans and made the Muslims victims in her 9/11 speech.
We saw after 9/11 how fear can be used to sow division in our nation. as Sikh and Muslim Americans were targeted because of how they looked or how they worshipped.
On Friday, Biden marked the 20th anniversary by blasting Americans and praising Islam as the religion of peace. Novak Djokovic is one victory away from making history in professional male tennis following a semifinals victory on Friday. The Serbian native is now set to complete his quest and become the first calendar year Grand Slam winner in 52 years. This is USA Radio News. An eyewitness describes the street scene to WNBC-TV as the South Tower collapses 20 years ago.
You mentioned that you saw people on the road outside of the building. Explain that scene.
I saw there's maybe about 30 or 40 people covered with bandages and blood. It looks like a lot of them were either on the floor of one of the exchanges. There's actually, oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
I'm not sure exactly what happened, but it was another explosion on the far side of one of the buildings from where we're standing. The reverberation and another explosion on the right-hand side.
A jury in Colorado on Friday convicted former NFL player Justin Bannon of attempted first-degree murder, prosecutors confirmed. Jurors also found Bannon guilty of attempted second-degree murder and assault, the Boulder County District Attorney's Office said. Sentencing is scheduled to take place on November 5th. First-degree attempted murder has a maximum sentence of 48 years. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We have got Michael Oliver with us. And this guy has got a website called NaturalSelling.com. And almost everybody that Adrian goes out and falls in love with is like 12. And so it's just unbelievable, you know. And I don't even understand the language, you know. They're calling me dude and bro. And when he came to me and said, Dad, have you ever heard of this guy? I said, of course I have. He said, I love him. I said, of course. I said, what do you call him? He said, Mr. Oliver. I said, that's encouraging, not dude or bro. So we have got a guy of similar age to me, similar wisdom, similar experience, similar relatedness, similar beauty, and Adrian loves him, which is very, very nice. Congratulations. So
it's, thank you,
dude.
Thanks, dude.
That is so there funny. We go. There, he lives in La Jolla. He's
Yeah, he's cool.
There we go. All right. So, Michael, this is the long segment of the show, and I really, you know, as we had that first long conversation that the two of us had, and you shared with me those five principles, I really was mesmerized, and I felt like you were giving language to many things that we talk about in contact mapping, mm-hmm. and really giving language to some things that I hadn't put my finger on fully before. And so I would love for you to give an overview, talk about those five principles and how people can learn this process of natural selling.
Okay. First of all, let me just say that these principles are in my book. In fact, two books. I've written another one recently, and I'll give you the link to both of them a little bit later. The first one is to do with, as I mentioned before, detachment, letting go. It's one of Deepak Chopra's principles, the law of detachment, is just letting go of everything. Letting go, you need to be right, letting go of wanting to tell, wanting to sell, wanting to present, wanting to persuade. Just let go of everything. And so the first principle is letting go of your needs. Natural selling principle number one is letting go of your needs so that you can help other people get their needs. And you can only do that if you do let go. Because otherwise, your own thinking, your own beliefs, your own... is another word I'm looking for, but your own prejudices, for example, will influence what it is that you're saying or asking, and the words you say can get in your way. So it's really important to understand that. A part of that is understanding what you're about as well, which is the question I ask, very first question I ask in workshops and so on, is, you know, what's the purpose of a business? Raise your hands, and everyone goes, what's the business? Make money. So the purpose of business isn't to make money. The purpose of a business is to help other people solve their problems. That's the purpose of a business. Your objective might be able to make money, but here's the balance, is that if you let your objective get in the way with your purpose, then it's very difficult to establish that relationship, because the understanding is that our businesses are not about us. Our businesses has nothing to do with us. Our businesses are about other people. Our business is not about getting what we want. Although, ironically, it is, but that's not the overriding sort of reason why we're in businesses. The most people think it is. Is our business is about helping people get what they want, and putting our needs up on the shelf somewhere to work out what that really is. What is that need really is? What is the deepest need? And allow them to talk about it. And if we start pushing and pressurizing, then they will raise barriers, and you will never get there. So the purpose of business then is to help people solve their problems, which is the second principle. That's the second principle. The purpose of a business is to help other people solve their problems. So then the question is, well, if that's the case, if you can accept that our businesses are not about us getting what we want, it's really about them getting what they want, helping them get what they want, if there is a need and so on, then how do we go about that? Well, the obvious answer is asking questions. So, okay. So you ask questions, and a lot of people talk about that, asking questions, but these are not random type of questions. These are types of questions that, important questions that you ask. You don't have to ask all of them. They're important types of questions that allow people to talk about themselves freely and allow them to do that openly. And what I call conversational dialogue, natural conversational dialogue. Because dialogue is a very, very special thing. So there's three levels of conversation. There's one of where you basically tell people things, present, and so on and so forth, which is the standard way of communicating, standard way of, it'll be like I'm doing right now, standard way of making sure people get things, right? Are we good on time?
Yeah, you're great. We have tons of great.
Okay. Which is actually the lowest way of persuasion. It's the lowest form of persuasion. It's very hard to persuade people when you tell people things. The next best level of persuasion, or higher level of persuasion, is when you discuss or debate, because you're more open. You're sort of, it's a free flow of ideas. The trouble is, the challenge with debating and discussing is that usually, even if you say and you're in some kind of argument, for example, a small argument, say, well, let's lay our cards on the table. Very rarely does everyone lay their cards on the table. They all want to hold something back because at the end of the day, they want to be right. They want to be able to have their point put across. So discussion and debate doesn't really work. But what does work is dialogue. And dialogue is about detachment. It's about letting go of your need to be right, letting go of your need to tell, letting go of all your needs, as I mentioned earlier. And when you do that, that creates an energy. And that energy is put out and is received by people who then respond by giving it back again. It's kind of the law of giving. It's the law of giving, is about giving and receiving and circulating. And you get into the circulation where one and one no longer equals what? Two. It equals 11. Because you're now sharing a commonality of togetherness. And it works. It works like magic. Again, you have to let go. You have to concentrate on there. So principles one, principles number two. And principle number three is asking the right types of questions at the right time. Non-intimidating, non-interrogating questions. So here's a question, for example, that anyone can ask, especially with network marketing. Call up your best friend, someone you haven't turned off, or even if you have, it doesn't really matter. And just say something like this. You know, I was listening to this guy the other day, and he asked me a really interesting question, which got me thinking. And I thought I'd ask you the same question. And the question was, you know, if there's one thing that you could change in your life right now, whether it's, you know, to do with your business, whether it's to do personally or both, what would that be, if anything? And put if anything at the end. That's the question you ask. And someone will tell you. And from that moment, from what they tell you, you now have the beginnings, a kernel, to be able to move forward into developing that answer into further questions to get into the deeper side of, you know, what is it that they would change? What is they would change, if anything? It might not be anything, which is fine. So that leads us to then to the fourth principle, which is listening. And it's about listening to what is being meant as well as what is being said. Now, there are two key words there. I won't ask you what they are, just sort of spell them out. The two key words are what? Meant and said. Said is the logical side. So it's like, what do you want? As an example, I want more money. I'd like to have more money. Okay. But there's meaning behind it. And it's those further questions that you ask which will develop that meaning. Because there's a reason why they want more money, a deeper reason, a reason they probably never ever told anyone else before. And it's that reasoning that they will tell you. And the reason they never told anyone else before is because no one ever listens to them. No one ever listens to people. You know, how many times have you heard someone start a conversation and someone break in? How many times have you started talking about something you were doing or thinking about or you've been or something like that? Maybe some overseas place and someone comes in and says, yeah, I've been there. Did you do this or did you see this? As opposed to just letting you talk. And that's the reason why we are a world of tellers as opposed to listeners, just like I'm doing right now. I'm doing my telling here. So I appreciate, but I'm aware I'm doing that. So it's listening to what is being meant as well as what is being said. And the fifth principle is responding to what you think you heard. Responding to what you think you heard. And if you do that, then selling and enrolling people becomes easy. It becomes easy if you do three things. If you stop trying to sell or tell your story as soon as you can, and this goes against a lot of network marketing training about telling the story. I am 100%, 180% advocate against that. Because it's not your story that needs to be told. It's their story that you need to hear. The second one is to stop using closing techniques. In fact, get rid of the word closing, because if you know how to do it, people will persuade themselves to want to listen to you. Not everyone, but those who are there, they'll persuade themselves to want to listen to you based on the integrity of where you're coming from and the integrity of your questions that you ask. They will persuade themselves. And the third thing that will happen, a third thing you must do that you must stop, is stop treating people's comments or questions or concerns as something to be overcome. As objections to be overcome. Because if you're using any of those prior things, you're using, you know, trying to tell your story and so on, is that you are, in fact, creating objections. And it's not about wanting more information. What's happening is people are objecting to your behavior. But the whole thing is that even if they are, don't treat their questions, don't treat their comments, don't treat their concerns as something to be overcome. Find out where they're coming from. Because the reason they're saying that, get behind it in dialogue. So if you set it up in dialogue, you won't ever get resistance. You're going to get people say, no, that's not for me, or tell me more about that, or, you know, they'll say certain things, but they won't treat you in a way that they will reject you. If you want to eliminate rejection and objections, then talk with people in dialogue, and talk with people by asking questions, right types of questions at the right time, listening to what is being meant as well as what is being said, and responding to them respectfully, respecting everything they say. And here's another clue. What people say is very rarely what you think they're saying. What people ask almost inevitably is not what you think they're asking. Well, for example, when someone says, you know, is this expensive? And you turn around and say, no, it's not expensive, or whatever, however you want to do it. It's the wrong response. The response is the question. And the question is, when you say expensive, can you tell me, what do you mean by expensive? And you'll get five different answers from five different people. That's how you stay in dialogue. That's how you work out, you know, what they're actually asking. And many times, what they're asking is really nothing. They're just asking a question. So anyway, it's a long ramble. It was not a ramble at all.
It was right on the money. And those people, I mean, we got people actually writing down, like God's mouth to your ears, everything you're saying, and that's never happened with me in my life. So something's happening here. We love you. We'll come back right after this. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. Adrian Chenault, you are doing a heck of a job. You love this guy, don't you?
I do. I think it's so good.
You're right on the money.
I want to pick back up right where we left off before the break, Michael. And what I really want to talk about is that difference of the approach that you've created. And you mentioned a word that I think is that of everything that I have learned from you and everything that I have identified with in what you have shared, it's that this is a way of being in relationship and in conversation and in a sales cycle that avoids others' resistance altogether. And the thing that I just keep thinking about is we're so, as human beings, we have been marketed to, we have been sold to, we have been pitched at, we have been manipulated, we have had so much of this that we have, I think, very highly sensitive antennas that go, as soon as that pitch energy starts to happen, the barriers come up, like you said. And to be able to not have to face those barriers and thus not to have to overcome them at all because they never came up in the first place is truly magical. And that is really possible inside of what you are doing, and you can get them there from here, can't you, Michael?
Yeah, I talk about dissolving resistance, but, you know, even then, that's not really the correct word, because the reality is you don't dissolve resistance. Resistance just doesn't happen. That's really the key. And the reason resistance doesn't happen is because of the fact that of where you're coming from, your authenticity of where you're coming from, based on that. Based on those first two principles, they're grounding principles, detaching from your needs and finding out if another person might have the type of need or wants that you can supply. And here's the key, or a key, is that they might have a need or want that you can't supply, but you might know somebody who can. And so isn't it in your best interest and their interest and your friend's interest or privilege, you know, to refer them, you know, to talk to the referrer first and say, look, I found somebody who might need your stuff. Would you like to get in contact with them, you know, so that they know? But the whole thing is that you let go. And all you're doing is by talking with people every day in this manner, it's really easy because you cannot be rejected. If you're detached from wanting to make a sale, wanting a person to do something, it's impossible to be rejected. And it's impossible to get objections as long as you stay congruent on the course. And therefore, you know, rejection and objections, they're not even there. So, as I said, using the word dissolve or eliminating them, it's really...
Stop treating people like prospects and you treat them like human beings. And well, ask them questions that they're going to say, if you interview them correctly, and you find out what they're going to say yes to, and then you find out what they're going to say no to. Yeah. And then you wait a few days and you call them on the phone and ask them the question that they're going to say yes to, they're going to buy from you. And if you don't ask them the question they're going to say no to, they're not going to reject you. I mean, how logical is that? But what we do is exactly the opposite. We call people on the phone. They say, I hate network marketing. I will never be in network marketing. And we call them back next Wednesday and say, do you want to go to a meeting? And so they're going to say no. It's just insanity. So he's right on the money. It's just like 1 + 1 = 2. I don't get it.
No, 1 + 1 = 11.
Yeah. That's exactly. Wow.
And you so, feel that. You feel with so many people, as you raise objections, you just feel the intensity of their trying to resist your resistance, and you're just going, stop. Like, just you're just dying to get out of the conversation. And nobody feels good at that scenario. The person doing it feels terrible, and they're just trying desperately to use some script or some, you know, jujitsu move that somebody told them is supposed to work, and it just doesn't, and you don't, it doesn't have to be that way, right?
Yeah. Here's a couple of things. You use the word prospects, Tom. Get rid of the name prospects.
No question.
If I called you a prospect, how would you feel?
Horrible.
Yeah, horrible. They're people. You know,
yeah.
I call them potential buyers, potential customers. I mean, it's okay to tag them, but then Nietzsche once said, you know, Nietzsche, the famous German philosopher, said, you know, when you tag me, you negate me. You take away my whole meaning. So do that. You talk about calling them up in a couple of days. You can do it on the spot. You can find out how that conversation on the spot. You don't have to. I mean, it's get interrupted and you pick the conversation up later. But you can create this rapport, relationship, trust, and knowing literally within 3 to 5 minutes if you know what questions to ask, what types of questions to ask. It literally is that magical when that happens. And people love you for it. It doesn't matter whether they say yes or no. And if they just say, I hate network marketing, the thing is you ask them, say, oh, that's interesting, because they're entitled to their opinion. You say, so let me ask you, what is it that you hate? And usually you'll find something which is nothing. Maybe someone told them a bad experience. But if you dig deep enough, you find the bad experience is something that person created.
No question.
People are reasonable enough to accept that, but you have to do it through asking questions. Asking questions is the greatest teacher. Telling is not, but asking questions is the greatest teacher because it allows people to understand themselves.
So what's the name of your website?
I got two of them. One is for network marketing, which is that book that you mentioned earlier, very kindly. It's called How to Sell Network Marketing Without Fear, Anxiety, or Losing Your Friends. And if you go to naturalselling.com/network marketing, how hard can that be? naturalselling.com/network marketing. That's the book. If you really want to dig in deep with the principles that I was talking, by the way, that would also get you an audio download which has a transcript. It's called How to Start 12 Effective Conversations Without Fear. How to Start 12 Effective Conversations Without Fear. The second one is Natural Selling / what is it?
I love Tom.
let me just get it for a second. I'm a master of my own fate. naturalselling.com /book 07.
Book 07. All right, we're going to get out of here. We have another not-so-young person next week with Full of Wisdom named Diane Hochman. That is going to be unbelievable. So we'll see you all next week on the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.